Now, it's that time of year. It's a time when it's still warm. There's probably storms going around. And it's a time where we all go out, sit on the grass on a Saturday night and watch the world's biggest short film festival. Yeah, it's coming up this weekend. It is Tropfest for its 27th edition of Tropfest is on this Saturday night. And I'm going to chat to right now to a finalist. There's only 16 finalists in the Tropfest major competition. There's also a Trop Junior, but we'll talk about that later. And one of the 16 finalists is on the line right now. His name is Simon Fowler. Good afternoon, Simon.
Hey, Mick. How you going, mate?
Hey, really good. Thanks for joining us on 2SER.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
I'm talking to you because, as we were just saying on the phone, you're a veteran. This is your third final Tropfest. You've been there three times. This is your third time lucky, right? Surely.
Third time lucky. Hey, look, I don't want to jinx it, but yeah, we've been pretty fortunate to make it 3 years in a row, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I suppose it'd be a lot of people who were just trying to get in there once, you know. They'd be working away, making their short films every year, but just trying to crack it into that final 16. How did you feel the first time you got in a couple of years ago? Was it sort of a turning point for you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a pretty amazing feeling. The first year, actually, I found out that I didn't make it into the top 16 on my honeymoon.
Oh, no.
And my wife was like, we're not letting this ruin our honeymoon. And I'm like, I think I might. And then I actually found out about a day later that it was a mistake and we had made it in.
Oh, what?
Which was insane.
Made the honeymoon even better.
Yeah. They were totally messing with me. So, I mean, yeah, every year has been the same kind of feeling. It's an amazing thing to get into Tropfest and it's no easy feat.
Yeah,
I think it's just gotten better and better every year, which is fantastic.
Oh, it does. I mean, I've been an avid watcher of Tropfest for a long, long time, and the quality of the films always just blows me away every year. You know, it's down to the amazing writing and just the actors that get involved, but also just the cinematography. You know, they just seem to get better and better. It must be as a director and writer, it pushes you as well every year to be better and better.
I think the best thing about Tropfest is it's such a good deadline. You know, you get to about halfway through the year and you've made nothing good and you're like, okay, cool, let's end the drop here. And I think it's just such a great event for kind of getting everybody else on board. You know, there's a lot of talented people in this country and, you know, a lot of people will do it just for the name of Tropfest and just to get in and just to be part of the culture and be part of the event, which is awesome.
Yeah. And we've moved it out to Parramatta Park now, which I reckon is a great call. You know, but it used to be in the city, but I guess sometimes, you know, people out west, you know, may not be able to travel all the way in, but now it's out in Parramatta. It's pretty easy for everyone to get out there. Have you sort of been for a few years and seen how it's worked out there?
Yeah, so having been to Tropfest at both Centennial Park and what's the other one called? I think it's next door to the Botanical Gardens.
Yeah.
Having been to a couple of events, you know, there and then having been to the first year out in Parramatta and obviously last year as well, Parramatta, that park is amazing. We stood out there the week before last for the media release and it has got such a good energy about it. It's a really, really cool place and I think it's awesome that they're having it out there.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a great spot.
Well, let's talk about your film. Obviously, you know, we haven't seen it yet. I don't know. Probably, is it like debut, premiere on the night?
Yeah. So, you're not allowed to release it beforehand.
That's right. So it's called Dad to the Bone. And all I've got here is a father interrogates four boys with terrible dad jokes after his daughter falls pregnant. I like the premise.
it's a bit stupid. I think, actually, there's quite a few of us who are new dads who worked on it. And actually, the executive producer who worked on it as well, his first child is due this weekend, so he's probably not going to come.
Oh, right.
to the event. One of us actually, the one of us who does have a daughter, he kind of came up with this concept of, imagine if you found out your daughter was pregnant and she wouldn't tell you who it is.
Yeah.
I'd go and round them all up and I'd use dad jokes to coax out the culprit.
Well, while you're stroking your gun or something, you know.
yeah. Or in this instance, he's got a screwdriver because he's a mechanic. So yeah, we just kind of looked at the stupidest idea that we could, and but how can we make it, you know, just dumb and fun? And
yeah,
that was kind of the whole premise of it, really.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. And, of course, people might remember Combination Fried Rice from last year's Trop Fest. Very funny as well. I think it was featuring Ursula Carlson in that one. Funny short film. Like, sometimes you get serious ones, sometimes there's, you know, really dramatic ones. Yeah, but then the comedy ones, I feel like the crowd always appreciates, because it's all, you like to laugh. You're out there on a Saturday night and, you know, it's a good little skit. Are you always aiming at comedy? Is comedy your thing?
No, the first year actually, we did a film called Love, Steve.
Okay.
And without giving too much away, it was just a bit of a twisted look on, you know, the judgment that a lot of people feel, a lot of people get around their sexuality preferences. So, and that was quite an emotional film that we put forward for the first year. Okay. And then last year, yeah, we looked at, something a little bit more lighthearted, still kind of a little bit political,
yep,
around the data retention laws and things like that.
True. Yep.
So yeah, Combination Fried Rice was, again, another comedy and a bit of a stupid premise around this idea that we let, you know, thanks to technology and thanks to things like Uber Eats, we let strangers into our house to deliver our meals, which seems absurd, but it's really convenient.
Oh, totally. It's the best. Well, the person you're going to have to convince this year is Eric Banner, who's been named as one exciting of the judges. That's pretty great.
Yeah, that's insane. Hopefully just give a cheeky hey, how you going?
Yeah, give him your best chopper impersonation. And and Rob Shahady's on there as well. A great jury lineup. And do you get to meet the jury? Like, you sort of shake their hands and sort of, you know, a wink?
If you get up on stage and you're lucky enough to take any of the prizes away, you get to meet them. But usually they're just in like a cordoned off area, within arm's reach.
Just out of arm's reach. Yeah. Oh, well, good luck on Saturday night. It's a really great event, and I'm glad it's still kicking on. I know a few years ago there was on the edge, but now they've got another new major sponsor. It's out of Parramatta, and it seems to be going bigger and better than ever. So great that you're...
fantastic. Yeah. It's a fantastic event. Yeah. Lots of fun.
For sure. And it's on this Saturday night out at Parramatta Park, of course. I think the film started at 8, but you've got to get there early. You've got to get down there and get a spot. And go and check out Trop Junior as well, because I think that's on about 4:45 in the afternoon. And to see some of the films these kids make, holy moly, they're just so talented.
It's really impressive. It's amazing, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good competition.
For sure. Well, good luck on Saturday. Third time lucky, thanks, Simon. And we'll hopefully, maybe we can talk to you after you win it next week.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, here we go. I'll just touch wood.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Thanks a lot for your time.